When you're building a culture of belonging, every word counts. That's why Textio brings the world's most advanced language insights into your hiring and employer brand content. Our industry-leading approach to artificial intelligence and machine learning provides the tools needed to find more diverse candidates. In short, Textio builds more equitable workspaces, guiding businesses and writing more inclusive job posts. And we're building on that success by bringing even more products to the market for all people who share our belief that language matters. Words have power, and at Textio, we harness that power to increase the access and availability of value-driven work for everyone.
What's going on, Living Corporate? It's Tristan, and I want to thank you for tapping back in with me as I provide some tips and advice for professionals. Today, I want to discuss how you can stop downplaying your skills. It's incredibly common to doubt your skills and abilities at work. Most of us were taught growing up that we shouldn't brag or boast, but by not stepping into, owning, celebrating, and marketing your skills and abilities, you could be getting in the way of your career advancement. Let's talk about a few ways to stop downplaying your skills at work. First, separate your feelings from facts. There are tons of situations and reasons you may downplay your skills. Maybe you're new to the company, working somewhere you hate, or no one at work recognizes and thanks you for your contributions. Nonetheless, you must separate how you feel from what is actually happening. Once you do this, you'll be able to see the value you provide and use that to advance your career. Second, keep track of your accomplishments. We often brush off our accomplishments as just part of our job, especially if we didn't have to put in much effort or collaborated with someone to achieve the results. Writing down or keeping a record of how you've made an impact allows you to see what you've done more objectively. You have to keep track of this because no one else will. This could be as simple as starting a folder in your inbox and on your computer to save things related to your results, or just keeping a career journal. By doing this, you can return to these things when you begin to doubt yourself. Third, celebrate your accomplishments. If you're someone who doesn't feel valued at work or tends to hop to the next goal as soon as you cross something off of your list, celebrating yourself may not cross your mind often. But not doing so could be adding to the imposter syndrome, comparison, and doubt you feel about your skills, work, and experience. Take a moment to celebrate how far you've come, or you could start feeling like nothing you do is good enough, leading you to downplay yourself even more. Celebrating could be as simple as splurging a little on lunch after a win, or as big as booking that island vacation you've wanted to take. Either way, give yourself that validation, even if no one else does. Lastly, build a network of allies and sponsors, not just mentors. While mentors are great and essential for your career, allies and sponsors can help boost your confidence. Mentors provide you with advice on how to navigate your career. Allies help you strategize and support you. Sponsors speak highly about you in rooms you aren't in. Having a vote of confidence from these people can boost your confidence and help you combat self-doubt. Downplaying yourself is a habit, which means it's something that you can change. You just have to be intentional about consistently taking small steps to recognize your greatness. This tip was inspired by an article in Forbes titled "Four Ways to Stop Downplaying Your Skills at Work" by Adunola Adeshila, and brought to you by Tristan Layfield Resume Consulting. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Layfield Resume, or connect with me, Tristan Layfield, on LinkedIn.
This episode of Living Corporate is brought to you by Blind. Blind is a trusted community of more than 5 million verified professionals, from startups to some of the largest companies in the world, like Amazon, Deloitte, Ernst & Young, Goldman Sachs, Google, JP Morgan, Meta, and more. Blind's mission of transparency seeks to break down professional barriers and silos at work so that you can make productive change and advance your career. It's a safe space to ask questions and get the real-time insights and perspectives from people who know what you've been through. On Blind, you can connect and have honest discussions about everything from compensation, company culture, performance reviews, promotions, and more. You can also join your exclusive private company channel to chat with your coworkers about company policies and what's really going on at work. And because it's anonymous, you can be honest and trust what you read on Blind. Download and install Blind from the App Store or visit teamblind.com to get access to the latest salary, company reviews, and interview experiences from thousands of companies worldwide.